A divine appointment has been defined as an apparently coincidental encounter or event that has, in actuality, been intentionally ordered by God for a specific purpose. Personally, I think that we as Christians many times miss these God-orchestrated encounters simply because we're not attuned to the Holy Spirit's work around us. However, I will be forever grateful to the Lord for allowing me and the group of mission volunteers I was leading in June of 2007 to participate in a divine appointment He had arranged for us in the city of Kharkiv, Ukraine. We had traveled to the area located in the northeastern section of the country to partner with a Ukrainian pastor and his church family sharing Christ in their section of the city. Since they did not have a building of their own at the time, we set up our medical clinic in a wing of a local hospital. Local residents had been invited before our arrival to come and receive a free health screening and a consultation with an American doctor. They would also receive free vitamins and medicines as needed. The response was slow at first, as many of the locals were skeptical of us, having never had any dealings with Americans before. However, once they saw that we were friendly and that everything really was free of charge, word spread quickly and we soon had plenty of patients. Of course, our primary purpose was to share the gospel with the Ukrainians who came to our clinic. The free medicine and medical screenings were merely tools to draw the people to us in order that we might tell them about Christ. On the second day of our clinic, a middle-aged Ukrainian woman came in and, after listening to a gospel presentation by Pastor Vitaly, she visited the doctor and afterwards received free vitamins, antacids, and some ibuprofen. As she was leaving, the woman approached Nadia, the pastor's wife, and shared with her a personal burden that was deeply troubling her. After praying with the woman, Nadia called me over and shared with me the woman's story. It seems that her adult daughter was 8 months pregnant, and because they were very poor, they didn't have the money to pay for the child to be born in the hospital. What frightened the grandmother-to-be was that her daughter had been told if she chose not to give birth to her child, the government-run health care system would cover the full cost for an abortion. When she realized that her daughter was considering this option, the woman began praying for God to provide the funds to cover the cost for a hospital birth. After hearing the woman's story, I said to Nadia, "Ask her how much it'll cost for her daughter to give birth to her child in the hospital." I had no idea what the cost would be. $1,000, $2,000, but I just knew we had to do something. 3,000 hryvnia, the woman hopelessly replied with tears streaming down her face. Knowing that the exchange rate was 30 hryvnia to one U.S. dollar, I quickly made the calculation in my head. Only $100? That's right, Nadia confirmed, but that might as well be $1,000,000 to her. My mind immediately recalled that on the Sunday before we departed for Ukraine, a member of our church slipped a $100 bill into my hand and said, "The Lord told me to give this to you for any need you may see in Ukraine. I trust you to know where it needs to go." I praised the Lord as I hurriedly retrieved the $100 bill from my passport holder and handed it to the Ukrainian woman. Needless to say, she was overwhelmed how God had answered her prayers. At our group devotion that evening, after sharing the story with the other mission team members, I said, "If for no other reason, the Lord brought us over 6,000 miles this week that we might be in that hospital today and be a part of saving the life of a child He created." However, there were other reasons that we were not aware of at the time, as both the woman and her daughter would later accept Christ as personal Lord and Savior. Upon returning home, we joyfully shared with the church member who had given the $100 how God had used her gift to save a life. Needless to say, she was so thankful that she chose to listen to God's voice and obey. When we returned to Kharkiv, Ukraine in the summer of 2008, 1 year later, to continue our partnership with our Ukrainian brothers and sisters in Christ, we were reminded again of the blessing of the previous year's divine appointment when the mother and her year-old daughter paid us a visit. This beautiful child is 13 years old now. We are convinced that the Lord has great plans for her life, and we will be forever grateful that He allowed us to participate in the divine appointment that made her life possible. Be ready. A divine appointment may be just around the corner for you today.